The Rav Meir and the Chachamim in the middle of an argument. Rav Meir holds it's a chay for an eved to be let free, and the Chachamim hold that it's a schus. And their argument got bogged down on the issue, not of mezainus, where it started, but on the issue of truma. Rav Meir was masking that you answered me regarding mezainus. Matishivuni ala truma. But what about truma? If you're going to say truma, we buy zark lagita upasalei. So that was yesterday's talk about what it means we buy zark lagita. As you mentioned, that I took for pashas yesterday that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and Rashi is lav dafka. I was shown afterwards that the Hamakna learns that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is dafka. And to understand the Hamakna, we're going to have to wait till we get to the Indian of. It's going to be the second parak, and you're being kind of get the kinyan chatzah. But I think still the pashtus is that it's a simta. And so that's what we were holding yesterday. That the chacham are going to say, boy, zarek lagetu, agito, apostola. So Remei answers shavaklei v'orif v'ozala alma, that he's able to run away. V'ma'ilu evi kayesha barach, v'eshes kayesha maradal baila, halo echam v'truma v'zeina yad. Very strange Gemara, was saying that the Eved could say, it's a chai for me. You're going to tell me you could make me not eat truma? I can run away. Poshet running away, is he allowed to run away? Poshet running away is an aveira. He's meshubit to work for his adon. He's saying, yeah, I can run away. Okay, it's kayach. You could steal truma and eat it also. It's a strange taina that I could run away. What? It's not an aveira. If you meshubit to work for someone, and you shirk your work, you run away. I have to give him a get because my you didn't give him a get. He's still an aveira. He's not meshubit to stay to receive a get. So maybe he's not meshubit to stay to receive it because my doesn't have a get. He's meshubit to work, isn't he? You're not planning to make him work. Okay.
He owns other property. He'll work for him somewhere else.
Well, then he'll find him. I mean, whenever he comes to him, he'll run to the other side of the field.
Well, Rashi doesn't think that he's running away. Rashi seems to think he's going to put himself in a situation where he can't be thrown and get called out. It's not Rashi trying to work, that's Rashi.
Where does Rashi seem to say that?
Well, Rashi first says there are Dal Rams, and then it says, Upasalesh Armishok, the Yu Shavik Levin Yadala Yinza Atma
Yatsi, Yatsi, Yatsi. So what you're saying, if that's Pshat, will help us out a little. So it doesn't mean he's going to run far away. It just means he's going to run to the other side of the field. He'll stay more than Dalamis away from him. And not only that, he really just has to stay out of a symptom. Right. He stays another person who's just. How he won't be mamti himself, lamakim shiuchot the place of Zikas again. So he's just going to play tag. Where's he going to sleep? And he should say, yachis, he's not going to sleep in a symptom. Stick it in. So as the Mishnah say, if you give a get when you're sleeping, so when he wakes up. So before he wakes up, he has to throw it out. No, he could actually stick it down the neck of his shirt while he's sleeping, and he gets up, it'll be a get. It'll be Mishnah Esla Daitan. Maybe he'll lock the door, go to sleep, he'll lock the door, so the person can't come in. No, it doesn't mean he's going to eat truma while he's sleeping.
It means.
I don't know. This may help us if this is pshat. I learned barach means he's going to run to China. But if you learn it doesn't mean he's going to run to China, that may help the whole sugya, as we're going to see in a minute. It just means he'll be around, but he'll be with that. He won't be mamti himself to a correct fight. That may solve a big problem for today. Let's see. Because the next part of the Gemara here bothered me. The Gemara says, Shapika amalahu. Ramei is right. Ramei is right to Chayiv, since you make him lose truma, and he's a boss, he can make sure he'll eat truma. I'm around. Hainu de kabahadleit masnisim ibnei shehu kinyanai. That's the answer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said ibnei shehu kinyanai. Who's talking, Reb, the Chachamah talking? The boy shokal arbezuzim Yisrael apostolai. Kol hechad yisei. What does that mean? So it means that the other could say, you can't outsmart me. You want to outsmart me by running away from me. I'll go over to Israel. and I'll sell you to him for cheap price. I'll certainly find someone for Arav Azuzi to buy you. He'll give me the Arav Azuzi, you'll be sold. And now you can eat truma. Now you're not the Eved of a Kohen, now you're the Eved of Yisrael. So hey, I say, the Eved of Yisrael, you're going to be out of truma anyway. So it says it's biyadi to make sure that you don't eat truma. And that'll do the trick. So as soon as I learned this Gemara, it bothered me, Akasha, that how can you sell somebody that's not under, that ran away from you? We had a Gemara in Pesachim. It says that if Reuven steals something from Shimon, and Shimon wasn't the Yayish, neither of them could be Magdish thing that was stolen. Right? Reuven stole from Shimon. So Shimon's the owner, and Reuven's the Ganav. So the Ganav of Neshein is Shalai. The Ganav can say it's Hegdish because it's not his. Can be magdish something that somebody else's. Vizeh and the original owner, why can't he be magdish it? It's not in his rishus. In other words, there are two things: the shalai and his brishusai. Shalai means something is yours. Brishusai means something is under your control. In order for you to be magdish, or for that matter, to sell something, you can't sell something unless it's both shalai, it's yours, and brishusai, and under your control. If somebody stole it from you, it's not under your control. So it's impossible. You can't be magdish, you can't sell it. You can't sell something, it's not under your control. A kinyan, you look shocked. A kinyan needs to be shalai and brishusai.
Like Hashi said, the reason why truma is because it's being cast by. So even if I can't tell if it's
a. Oh, you're jumping. Hold on. Well, let me finish. You're anticipating the question. Let me finish the question. The kasha is, how could he sell an Eved that ran away from him? If an Eved ran away, the Eved is Shalai, but it's not Pershusai. The Eved ran away. The Eved is B'chol Makim Shehu. So if he's B'chol Makim Shehu, how can I sell something that's not Pershusai, that's not under my control? The Gemara even says that Karka, which Karka, I know where it is. Let's say someone stole my karka. How does he steal it? He brought in a militia and he seized my property. So the Gemara says, if I could be Maitzi B'dayanim, if Beis Din has the power to throw him out, then it's Pershusi. It's Shalai for sure. Is it Pershusi? If Beis Din could get it back, then it's Pershusi. But if these crooks are so good that Beis Din can't enforce them, so then it's not Pershusi. Even Karka. If I can't control it, at least through Beis Din, if I can't control the Karka, I can't be Magdish, I can't sell it. So it comes out that you can only be Magdish or sell something that's Shalai or Pershusi. So right away, it bothered me here that this Eved, the way I learned the Gemara, that the Eved ran far away, he ran to a different city. So it's not Pershusi. And this Eved is avoiding the Adam. So how could he sell him? I mean, you could sell him. It's Shalai, but it's not Pershusai. Unless you learn, like you're suggesting, that the case is not that the Eved ran far away. The Eved is within sight. And I could control him. If I called Beis Din, I could control him. And maybe that would answer the kasha. The Rishash has the kasha. Okay, 1 second. We'll have to see if he disagrees. 1 second. I want to point out the bottom Tosfos, I think, is mashma that he did run to a different city. The bottom Tosfos on your base, on the base. Tosfos shavak leivarek vazal alma mashma the arik as the truma. If he ever runs away, he can still eat truma. He's an eved kain. So Tosfos in time leiches shem amachal Yisrael. The eved should say, wait, maybe I was sold to Yisrael. And if I was sold to Israel, I can't eat truma. So it's mashmi, he's not standing here. He's not here. He'll know what's going on. It's mashmi, Taka ran away. He's made himself out of sight to the Adon. Otherwise, the Adon will scream to him, I sold you to Israel. So it's mashmi, Taka, that he did run away the way I originally learned. Rather, Tosfos Teretz, I didn't understand. What's Tosfos Teretz there? Lech Hashem, Amachli Yisrael, Mitzvah B'Truma. What's Tosfos Kasha? Maybe the Adon doesn't really want to free him. He can't free him. So maybe you sold him to Israel. Yishloimar, a place of Teretz. The Leshchia Sheiknei Yisrael Me'achash Abarach. What does that mean? Who's going to buy it? Who's going to buy an Eved that ran away? So I don't understand. If I was the Adon, what would I do? Give him away for free. The Adon is ready to free him. The Adon is not looking to make money on it. We're talking about the Adon is ready to give him a get shefer. Right? He's ready to give him a get shefer. So he's going to sell for Arba Zuzi. So sell without Arba Zuzi. How much is a Zuz? Remember? So this is a dinner. How much is a dinner? 192 frutas. So he's selling it for $4. Alright, so we'll give it away for free. The place is Teretz. I'm just saying this agar, I don't have a Teretz here. Why we're talking about a guy who's not making under $4. He's ready to free him. He's ready to give him a get shechur. So, our responsibility, no downside, it's not like America, you have liability insurance, you need it. You own the other. Yeah,
why would I want to own something that I don't even have?
No one will take them for free. Someone might buy you, but no one will take them
for free. You don't have them for free,
no matter what. Okay. Anyway, let's just talk about getting back to here, the Rishash is kasha. The Rishash is this kasha, that how can you sell this Eved? He might be Shalai, but he's not Rishus. That's the Rishash's kasha. What's interesting is that later on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara has a case of Shifcha Knanis, same din in Shifcha Eved, of a Shifcha Knanis that ran away, that was captured, Ishtaboy. I'm sorry, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a case with Hahi was an Amsa de Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra, Ishtaboy. Rabbi Bar Zutra had a Shifcha Knanis, and she was kidnapped. So the Gemara says, Iyois Avadita Shoda Logita de Cherusa. If you want to do the right thing, give her a get Shechur. She's still going to be under control of the Ishtaboy, but in the meantime, let her go free, so she'll escape from this fellow. She'll be a Baschai. For whatever reason, the Gemara says. So what's the case there? Somebody kidnapped the Shifcha Knanis, Ishtaboy, and some army came and took her, and were telling the owner, give her a get shechur. Same kasha I'm asking Yishver here too. It's Shalai. The Shifcha Knanis is Shalai. It's not Bershusai. He has no control over her. Ishtaboy. So Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Gideon HaShas, Amamed Ches, asks the same kasha that the Rishash asked on Daf Yud Gimel. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks on Daf Lamed Ches. Koshali. Kivin de loy hoya koyach biyad bezin loy tzeh me'eva kechav. Ein koyach biyad abayim makdishai. It's not Bershusai. So the Bailam can't be Magdish, Ulaf Kira, it can't be Mafkar. The Afim Abda Kamakar Koi, even if you say in evidence, they didn't like Karka, Haba Gazel Karka, and any Yachal Etiyah Bidayanim, and Yachal Ahagdish, Kadisa Perakam of the Metziah, Gabi Mesusa, and Kain Hayach Yachal Ashacharai. What's the last ending? Va'ayin.
Isn't it like your Abba? More or less like your Abba. I'm not doing the Kinyan, the Evan's doing.
Which Kinyan? The Shechar?
The Shechar. I'm being Zayt for the Evan.
But you can't. But you can only do something to an eved that's bershusai. The problem isn't the yad. He was able to get to the shifra. He visited her. There's no problem visiting her. The point is that you can't make a shina rishus of something that's not in your rishus. You can't be mishana rishus of something if it's not in your rishus in the first place. It just seems that Rabbi Akiva Eger is kasha lamed ches. I don't know why he didn't ask it here on Daf Yud Gimel. It's l'chayre. To her. And I thought became Rabbi Akiva Eger asked that you can't free her because she's not in your rishus. You can't, even though you got to her and she's interested, she's not running away. Still, Rabbi Akiva Eger asked it there. L'chayre here on Yud Gimel, Rabbi Akiva Eger should have asked the kasha. It won't be, because it's in the Yitz B'dayanim. By us, assuming he ran to the next city.
Yeah, but it's not that someone stole the car. He still belongs to it. It's not that it didn't give him back. He just has to be near him. It's not like someone stole it.
Maybe.
And here's the only problem.
Let me tell you the terutzim that are offered to Daf Lamed Ches to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and you'll see that in a way it makes the kasha even bigger. The two terutzim that I'm aware of on Daf Lamed Ches, and some there more, but one is Reb Shimon Shariyasha, Sharhei, Perek Yud Gimel. Reb Shimon says, it's a nice aside, that Shichur is not a haknah. Pashut Pshat Shichur is a makna de eved to himself. Shichur is a type of haknah. Reb Shimon is mechadish, it's a chiddush of this piece, is that Shichur is not a haknah. It's not that I am makna de eved to himself. Shichur is a siluk. The Adin is misalik himself in the eved. Memela, the eved becomes a ben chayv. And Reb Shimon's chiddush is that Shichur doesn't go through with the rules. A lot of rules, he says, it doesn't go through. For example, haknah you can't do bal karchai of someone. It can be makna something to someone against their will. And you know Shichur, we all know, you can be shachar and eved bal karchai. So he says that Shichur is a type of siluk, and therefore this rule that it has to be shalei reshusai doesn't apply. I'm misalik myself in the eved. So if he's shalai and bershusi, I could be misalik myself. If he's even less, if he's shalai, mine, but not bershusi, I could certainly be misalik myself. All I'm doing is removing myself. Just being misalik myself. And that should be good enough. So Reb Shimon answers Reb Kidega's kasha that shichur is a siluk. And since it's only a siluk, so therefore you could do it to an eved who's not in your rishus. Which Agav Rabbi Kivega seen to Bavarn in his kash, he says, Eni Yochel Hafkira, Hefker is also a siluk, according to most Achrayim. I'm not sure if everyone agrees, Eni Yochel Hafkira. But anyway, that's Reb Shimon's teretz. Now, clearly, Reb Shimon's teretz is a good teretz on Lamed Ches, but it's not a good teretz on Daf Yud Gimel. Because on Lamed Ches is talking about Shechur, so he can answer. Even if he's not Peshus, he can be Peshachar. And Daf Yud Gimel is talking about selling that doesn't answer the kasha. The other teretz is the Stipler's teretz, the Ayin Lamed Ches. What? When I sell him, it has to be a kinyan. Now I could say freeing him is I'm a salak myself and maybe he's free. That I could do. But I can't sell him to a Yisrael to a siluk. No, the Adam is misalak himself of the Eved. The Adam removes himself of the Eved. Right, just like if the Eved of a ger, the ger dies, Mamela, the Eved could be masik ba'atzma, he could be free. The same thing, if the Adam is Meshachar, it's a type of siluk, he removes himself. And Mamela is free, but you can't sell through that. The other teretz is the other teretz, as I say, the Stipler says that when the Gemara says that if a ganav steals something, neither the ganav nor the owner could sell him or be magdishim zem et neishena shalai zem neishena b'shusai. The Rishayim say that the owner could sell it to the ganav. Follow? The owner it's shalai, the ganav it's bershusai. So the owner goes to the ganav and he says, "Give it back." The ganav doesn't want it. He says, "You know what? I'll sell it to you. You really want it? Give me some money and we'll make a pshara and I'll sell it to you." So there's a piece in the Shagas Aryeh that the Stipler brings, I think it's Tzadik Gimel, where he says, it's really based on Rishayim, that you could sell it to the Ganav himself. Why? I can't sell it, it's not Rishusi. The answer is, I can only give away what I have. I have that it's Shali, that's not a Mechira. If I give away the Shali without the Rishusi, that's nothing. But when I sell it to the Ganav, it's already in the Ganav's Rishus. The Ganav is only missing the Shali. So to the person whose reshus it is, that you could sell it. So the Shagas Aryeh says that I could sell it, the one with shalai could sell it to the ganav. The guy's a hard man, he's not going to get it from him. So he says, listen, give me some money and I'll give it to you and I'll be vayichum. So he can do that. He can sell it to the guy, that you can do. So we learn from this Yisai that if it's Shali, I can't sell it to someone else, but I could sell it to the person who will then be possessing the thing itself. So this title. Who possesses the Eved? We would say the owner, it's Bishus the owner. Maybe true. But it's also Bishus the Eved himself. The Eved himself, is he really in his own Rishus? It's hard to say that. In Tzeichel Sura, there's a machlaikis between the Ketzais and his brother. His brother is known as the author of the Kunshis HaSveikis. They had an argument. What would be if there's a Din Taira between an Eved and his Adain? And there's a Safik if he's Meshuchar or not. So what's the name by Sveikis? Hamaytim HaVeirei Olamarai. Who's a Muzik in an Eved? Who's holding the Eved? Who's Muzik? The Ketzais held the Adain. He's Muzik in the Eved. It's his Eved. His brother, the Kunshis HaSveikis, held the Eved is holding himself. You can't hold somebody more than holding yourself. The Eved is a Muzik Ba'at, my justice, Mishun B'Tera Adai. The disciple says, if you hold an Eved is holding himself, is a Muzik in himself, then on Dachlamet Ches, it's good that you could be Meshacharim. Because it's Shali of the Adam, it's Bershusai of the Shefa, the Eved. So to him himself, you could be Machna. That's the Stipler's teretz, that to him himself you could be makna. He could be makna to a third party. He could be makna to himself. So this teretz also is a good teretz light the Gemara Mamet Ches. But here on Yud Gimel, it doesn't answer it. Because on Yud Gimel, you're selling it to a third party. You're not selling it to himself. It comes out, when we learn the Sugya Mamet Ches, Rabbi Kivegas Kasha, and these two teretzim, that the Tamiya is a little stronger. Why Rabbi Kivega was bothered on Lamed Ches and was not bothered here on Yud Gimel? Why the Kasha here stronger on Daf Yud Gimel? So Rabbi Kivega saw it already in the Rishash. I don't know if the Rishash was printed. The Rishash sometimes calls Rabbi Kivega. They were contemporaries. So Rabbi Kivega could ask the Kasha here on Daf Yud Gimel. Kasha is strong. Kasha. What?
How do you understand
the Kinyan Kaspa? Kinyan Kaspa, it is Kinyan Kaspa, he bought up the castle.
Then he's an elder,
it's a little hard to say. If you hold that he's in his own Rishus, wasn't he in the Adin's Rishus? Kinyan Kaspa could be, Kinyan Kaspa Shalai is enough. Right, if he runs away, even if he's not Rishus at Adin, he still eats Truma. So if you're eating Truma, Kinyan Kaspa, it's enough to be Shalai of the Adin. So Kasha is a starker Kasha. The way the Rishash deals with it, not such a double pashit. The Stipler writes, the Stipler is in Mesechta Sukkah. And then you have Shalai Rishusai there. I think it's Simchav Gimel. The end of Simchav Gimel. He says you have to learn Agamara. That the Kayin, that the Eved Shabarach is Yaitza B'dayadim. That if you go to Bezdin, you can get him. Now the Stipler learned that he ran away to a different city. He didn't learn that he's staying outside of his Dalai Amis. He ran to a different city, so Stipler says, how can you get him? If he runs to a different city, he's not going to advertise that he's an Eved. Right? If he runs to a different city, he's going to pretend to be a regular Yid. How are you going to catch him? Stipler says, good. What? Oh, that's Stipler says. This whole Gemara, it's all hypothetical, right? It's all saying, hypothetically, if you want the truth, he can run away. But if he wants a Truma and he wants to run away, how's he going to get Truma? He has to tell people I'm an Eved Kayin. Person can't, no, if he's not Muzik Kayin Be'er, you don't get him Truma. So, a newcomer comes to the city, he says he's a Kayin, you can't give him Truma. He has to either be Muzik Kayin or have Eidim that he was Muzik Kayin. So the Stipler says. The Stipler says he would have to say that he's an Eved Kayin. He would have to expose himself to the Beis Din, because he would have to tell people, I'm an Eved Kayin, I want Truma. If you brought two Eidim who said he ate Truma in the other city, it's true, but they, yeah, he would still be exposed to Bezdin. Bezdin would say, you need to wait, don't know why he ate Truma.
Yeah, then just, I mean, how do you
see someone eating Truma?
They have two different bins. They have the Truma bin and the...
So how does he go to eat the Truma bin if you don't know he's an Eved Kayin?
The old city, they
know
he was an Eved
Kayin.
So this guy is...
So the Truma, they know he's an Eved Kayin. So the Truma will know.
Now, the
new storekeepers
come in, they tell
him Truma,
he goes to this store, he buys Truma
all the time.
They say,
all right, he's still exposed to a risk, because they're going to have to say that he was eating Truma. They know he's Eved Kayin. So he's going to have to find two Eidim that are willing to go along with him and say he ate Truma, but they're not going to say he's an Eved Kayin. That's a double rachak. Kayin, a Kayin could eat anybody's Truma if they wanted to give it to him.
Right, but
an Eved? An Eved could eat anybody's Truma if they wanted to give it to him. If somebody's willing to give it to him, then he can eat it. If he can get it on Beis HaGrana, so Tosfos brings a Gemara Chav Ches. In Ksubis is a machlokes de chok and truma le'evet begayrin. Afal pishem rabbi yimai.
Who's that for? For the
master. It's for the master. It'll be a ganav if he takes it. All right. There are some times that you can buy truma in a store. And if Yisrael has truma that he inherited from his kain, or even a kain has a lot of truma, they would say there would be a market for it. It would be cheaper. Only kain
can
buy it. It's a Mormonistic thing.
He was supposed to his master. If he doesn't have a master, what right does he have to
do? Well, so that's the thing. When he runs away, he still has a master. He's still a Eved Kayin. As long as you shalai of someone else, he can write a truma. Now, you have to remember, this is all hypothetical. We're not saying he will run away. The point is that he could argue it's biyadi. It's all a type of migud biyadi. And that's the whole thing. So the Gemara says, interesting. That verse is a new teretz, which means we really didn't need the whole previous Gemara. It's a little strange, isn't it? That we went through a whole sugya, which lemaisa, the maskana, you have to answer Eved Yisrael anyway. So you have to say, I'm Rav Bar Yitzchak, Meshem Hafsidai, Meshifcha Kananis. Adarabai, Matir Bebaskarim. Eved the Gemara, Avda Bevkeri Nichalei, Sila Lai, Shvicha Lai, Pritzel. Now, the reason the Gemara went through the whole thing, Mestaman, is because Ramei will say, okay, if you're going to argue with me by Eved Yisrael, I hold Avda Bevkeri Nichalei. If you're going to argue with me by Eved Yisrael, at least be minded to me by Eved Kayin. The Maisi he's putting both. But the Gemara says that an Eved Bevkeri Nichalei. It's an interesting thing, because, again, most people would say it's not Kedai to be an Eved. Right? The Stami Yisrael doesn't want to sell himself to be an Eved Kanani. And yet, this Eved says, not this Eved, we're assuming that Stam Eved Kananis say it's a Chayiv, so I'm half happy with the Efkera, with the Pritza, I want to point something out to you. Taisus, the second Taisus asks, in Taiva Eved Kat Yisrael, the way Nichalei Befkera, they mean Parakam de Ksubis, Shalai Tom Tamidi Surah Meikalame. Taisus says, in Achinam, you might remember, okay, it's Eved Kat Yisrael. But what Tess is saying is a very interesting thing. Most people would rather that Kairos is worth it for them, that they should be an Eved Kanani, it's Kedai for them, for a normal person. A normal person. We're not talking about Eved Kanani, he's a retarded fellow, he's nuts, he's an addict, so therefore he says that it's Kairos. What Tess is saying is that a normal person, if you get used to the Hefkeira, so then it's normal to want it. If you never were exposed to it, like Tom Tamidi Surah, if you never were exposed to it, so then you understand that it's not worth it to be an Eved Kanani for Hefkeira. But Taisus must say, and not Taisus, really the Gemara Ksubis, that this whole concept of Abda Hefkeira Nichalei is also a type of addiction. A person who gets addicted to the Hefkeira, Mimela Hefkeira Nichalei. It's the freedom of the Hefkeira. Somebody who's not exposed to it, who's not accustomed to it. So he sees that the whole thing is a Darishkeit. The whole thing is a Shtus. I mean, it's an incredible... I think most Yetzaharas that we have would... I honestly think that I wanted to make a comedy show. If I would get a video film of people who come to me with momentistic sechsuchim, fighting over money. I did a video of it. There was no isurim of lashon hara and everything. And I would show it here on the screen. And people would laugh. I'm telling you, it plots are laughing. Things that go on over issues that make no sense. People dig themselves into the grave. Right? They ruin themselves because they get so into these things. It's a novel or anything. It's last night, after the chasna, I had a sechsuch with two people, and I saw this. It just did amaze me. Two people, we were in shul till about 1 o'clock, arguing. Before they started, everyone said, I want to make shalom. We're friends for years, we're neighbors. I want to make shalom. And then they're fighting over a few $1,000s. And they're mutual friends who would give them the few $1,000s. You know, that just take the money and stop fighting. But there's a certain, once you get into it, you don't see yourself. I tell you, if I would take a film of it and I'd show it, I'm telling you, everybody would laugh. Everybody would plot. So if they'd be sitting here watching everyone laugh, they really, I think, understand. They're both bright people. They would understand everyone's laughing, but you know, it's like it's too late. You know, you're into it. This thing that human beings get accustomed to, all these things, it's a tremendous muster. I mean, when you see it in real life, it's a tremendous muster. People, they get themselves into problems, into major problems, over this thing that they're used to. I don't know. It's very easy to talk about it when I'm not the one in it. You know, I'm sure that there are things you could take of me and show it to people maybe in Meir Shearim, and they'd laugh at me also, right? You know, I guess someone in Meir Shearim maybe it would look funny. Somebody goes over and to buy himself a drink and he's looking never for this flavor, you know, he's searching all the way behind him, he's his flavor, right? So it's also maybe maybe Shemayim, they're just sitting and laughing all the time, you know, they look down at us and maybe that's Gan Eden, you know, Gan Eden is, you get to watch the people down here doing all these Nash guys. Very, very funny. Okay. I'd like to start the Mishnah. I know you didn't make a laning yet. I'm just going to learn the Mishnah itself. You did learn the Mishnah because the Gemara brought the Mishnah and the test on the base. And this way I'll give you something to do. I would very much encourage, I know that only a miyut of you did it in the first place, to try to run through blot in the perek. But I really would like to encourage you to, you're going to finish the perek. Probably two b'shvat, only after two b'shvat, we're going to finish the parak. I'd like that you should be able to run through the Gemara, just, I mean, you know, if you do it two, three times, four times, eventually you should be able to run through the blot in 2 hours. You know, you should be able to do it. It's something you should keep on doing. I would suggest, if you have the time, at least from test till here, the last few blot do, finish the parak. Really, we have to chaz everything. You have to know the yisaidis, you have to know the. But I must have told you, when I got married, my wife had a Zayda, a big Talmud Chacham. It's Talmud Chacham, he had the foot award. So he told me, he was already Leisik Nasa. He said when he was young, he wanted to know Shas with everyone in the Mefarsha. And when he got already older, he said, you know, I just want to know Gemara Ashitaisis. So now I'm older, I'll be happy if I just know the Gemara. You know, that was his. You know, we're still young, we still have to want to know more than that, but still, we have to know the Gemara too. I'd encourage you. All right. I told you already that Masechta's Gittin, one of the attractions of the first parak is a lot of side sugyas. And the Gemara, which we're going to start tomorrow, Bezus Hashem, is totally side sugya to the Inyan of Gittin. The Mishnah itself, though, still has a connection with the Mishnah. Haimer tzu getzel le'ishti shtasichazel avdi umes. What's the case? So I have to remind you. We already had this whole discussion of 10 kisri. If you hold 10 kisri, it means that if I give a shliach something to give to someone else, and I say bizaychefen, or I say 10, it means I'm asking kisri, then as soon as he gets it, it's over. He's zaycha for the other person. This Mishnah is not talking in a case of 10 kisri. Rashi and Tosfos both say, now talk about why, we'll get to it. But it's talking where he gave it in a way that he's not telling the person giving the get, the shtashichah, the matana, whatever it is, he's not saying be zaycha to him. He's saying, I'm giving it to you, and you give it to Pliny. Then the original giver dies before it gets given. Who gets off ishti? Why? How would you explain the Mishnah? Learning the little kid. You have to explain Pashuk Shad. Ruvain owns an Eved. He wants to free him. He says to Shimon, Shimon, take the Shtar Shichur, and when you give it to the Eved, then he'll be free. Before the Shliach gets to the Eved, the Odin dies. We say the Eved is not free. The Eved goes to Yosh. Why isn't the Eved free? If the Shliach gave him the Shtar Shichur, why is the Eved not free? What would you say? What's the reason? What does that mean? I can't give a get lachem isa. Why can't I give a get lachem? Why can't dead people give get? What? Because the dead person, my dead people don't change their mind usually. Why can't a dead person give it? It's only because he can't move, that's why he can't give it? Huh? Is that the correct reason? Is that the reason? The reason is, since I make someone a shliach to give a shtar shechur, not me, someone gives a shliach to give a shtar shechur, and that someone dies. That's someone who dies. Why is the shtar shechur no good? How would you explain to a child? Why is it no good? Because... That's the thing. A, it's not his, or B, it's not a shliach. No, so you can explain two ways. You can explain, it's not his Eved anymore. By the time the shechur got to him, it's not his Eved, it's the children's Eved. Even if dead people could give gittin. But it's not his Eved, because Adin, when he dies, everything goes b'yerusha to the children. So it goes b'yerusha to the children, it's the children's Eved.
Why can't you say Zachalan?
Because
then he was alive.
Because we're not going with Tenkisri. He was saying that when he gave it to the shliach, he told him, don't be zeich of him. When you give it to him, it should be. All right, we'll see Rashi and Taisus why, what exactly the case. But it's talking that it's such a case. So this explanation is Rashi's explanation. Rashi says, "Layitnu lachamisa, the begito lehava demata liyade, v'chimata liyade hamislei mishachar. Mishachar is dead. Upokalei reshusei. It's not his end." This, the Ketzais makes a big tumble over this Rashi. Yes. Rashi and Tesamid Beis made the same Lashon. When this Mishnah was brought in Tesamid Beis, Rashi also said a similar Lashon. Vayidu lachamisa. Kivan the Mis, Kadim, since he died first. Sulay Hava Shechurei Shechur. Now the shechur is no good. The nafka lei v'shusay minei, the chayla lei v'shus yarshin. Because avadim can't own, dead people can't own things. If dead people could own things, then it would be good. So it makes this diyuk from Rashi. That if dead people could own things, then it would be a good shtar shechur. But one minute, l'chayra is another reason it shouldn't be good. L'chayra, if someone makes someone else a shliach, and then the mishaleach dies, l'chayra the shlicha should be batal. Because the shliach is only a yadei arichta, or whatever phrase you're going to use, of the mishaleach. And the mishaleach is dead, the shliach is an extension of the mishaleach. The mishaleach is not around. He compares it to that. Good. But the diuk that the ktzais makes from Rashi, and I would think, if I read such a ktzais, I would think the ktzais says, and it's ridiculous, how could it be? And no, ktzais says it's emes. Ktzais says, if a mishaleach makes a shliach, and the mishaleach dies, the shlichus continues. And that's emes, ma'amita yishal teira, that if a mishaleach makes a shliach, and the mishaleach dies, the shlichus continues. Just, there's a problem. The mishaleach doesn't own the eved anymore, since he doesn't own the eved, so it's all finished. But this yisayid, the Ketzais holds is true. He's talking about Machlekes Rishayim, which we once mentioned. But he holds it's emes. I suspect that there's nobody else who holds this way. It's one of these chidush and gedayim of the Ketzais that only the Ketzais can hold this way. That dead people, after he dies, can still have a shliach. I think once when this was suggested, probably on the Tess on the Beis, and some people in Shia said it makes sense. Nothing wrong. You said it makes sense. The Ketzais. So I asked you, before he dies, you should make a shliach to do mitzvahs for him for the next 25 years. and the shlichus continues, the shlichus shom kabaisai, and he'll have more mitzvahs. And all my boy, he'll chalk up new mitzvahs every year. He'll make a shirt for light of the Torah every year. And every year he'll get more and more mitzvahs. So what did someone answer? So someone told me, yeah, he's patur in mitzvahs. Next pair of Hanukkah, he's patur. He's there. Right, so get chak, heinu mitzvah v'vayis. But it really sounds very far-fetched. But you hear what the Ketzos is saying, and he's medayik it from both Rashis, from Rashi and Tess and Rashi and Gimel, that if a Meshaleach makes a Shliach, the Meshaleach dies, the Shlichus continues. Yes?
The Ketzos wanted Rashi to say both answers. I think Rashi saying the Iker is Iker
Rashi should say the shlichus is bottled. That's the
answer. Yeah,
but Rashi, that's saying the main reason. The main reason is that there's no more shlichus. Because what if his fiance doesn't own? If the shlichus is bottled, then nothing could be. Why is this reason better than that reason? I'll tell you why. Because there's a nafkamina in the machlaikis, the Rambam in the Torah. We had a machlaikis. If someone makes a shliach, and then the mishaleach becomes a shaita, he's still alive. The mishaleach sends a shliach to do anything, to buy, to sell, to give a get, to give a shtar shecher. And the mishaleach becomes a shaita. And this is a very common case. It's a very common thing that somebody is very sick, and he appoints a shliach to take care of his business, and then he goes, he's in a coma. Or sometimes he appoints somebody to give a get to his wife, and then he's in a coma. A coma is a shaita. So what's the din if a mishaleach makes a shliach to do something, and then the mishaleach is a shaita? The Rambam holds that the shlichus continues, and the Torah holds the shlichus doesn't continue. The shliach is only an extension of the mishaleach. Mishaleach is a shaita, so the shaita can't give a get, so neither could the shliach. The Rambam holds that the shlichus continues. Zatik tzais, we see Rashi learned like the Rambam. We see that Rashi learned like the Rambam, because Rashi says even dead people who are already dead, the shlichus continues. The way he's being medayik in Rashi. Rashi should have said this other reason, which is a much more nafkaminadik reason, to say that the shlichus is bottled. Yes.
I'm trying to figure out when you think a shlichus on the guy. It's telling you, you can't talk about don't send a shlichus if there's no ownership. If I feel something and I want to send a shliach to tell him, I don't have a right to tell him my point yet.
So you're saying both reasons are true? Rashi picked the reason which is more pshat.
Maybe.
Is it true that Mason can't own anything?
A ger that dies, cuts my heifer, what's a heifer he owns?
Yeah. I once heard a shiur from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said a chiddush that I found later there's a Rav Shimon that says it. This is the first shiur I went to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe gave shiurim, 2 hour shiurim, 1 hour 1 week, 1 hour the next week. These big shtiklach that are under Dibros Moshe. He only condensed them. He can't say it in 2 hours, but he condensed them. Week one, he would ask all his kashas. It would be a week of kashas. And week two, he'd say, is he said this? And then he'd come back to how it answers all the kashas. So I once heard a shiur for Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was giving shiur on mishmash. Mishmash in Baba Basra is that if someone dies, the Torah says, Yarshim, siblings, parents, and children, and the husband. What happens if someone has no parents, no children, no siblings? So we do mishmash. What is mishmash? Mishmash is that the closest relative is Yarish Bekever. In other words, let's say he had a child. So the child is Yarish Bekever. And then the child is Myrish to his child, to the grandchild. I know a grandchild Yarshin. It's called Mishmash. It's such a concept. So Ramesha said, Ramesha declared, does it mean, I don't want to use the word Simon Asiba, Ramesha declared, does the person really Yarshin in the Kever and pass it on? Or it's just a Simon. How do you see who's the next relative? You imagine Kilu, he would Yarsh the Kever, and that's just a way of measuring it. That's what Moshe said. Moshe said, how can I say a person yarshins? Dead people can't own things. So Moshe said a chiddush that dead people could own things. Because it says that if a man dies and his children say, we don't want to pay for a levaya, we don't want to pay for a matzeva, So if the man died penniless, you can't be mechayev the children. They don't want to pay. You can't be mechayev them. You have a mitzvah kibbut aveh. Because about kalifon kibbut aveh. You can't force them. But if the man died, he had money, then we do force. Then we do force him. So how do we force the children? Ramesh learned that a dead person has kinyanim in his things for things that are kvaydai. For things that are megal kvaydai, that he can own things. He can still have ownership in things even after he dies. Reb Shimon in Bava Tzia, I think, Chaf Osal says the same. He said that dead people could own things. Chayra b'yanaf kamina. This whole discussion: what would happen if a man died, all he owned was this one eved? Well, it's all he owned was this one eved. Chayra still has kinyanim for the eved to pay for his levayim. In such a case, would the shechur goal take place? He made a shleit to mishachar him. Would the shechur be chal? I don't know. It's taking Ramosha say there's a stretching it, but Lachari, yes.
But then you should own things, so you
should just apply regular kinesiklus. Well, what I'm saying is, you're right, the Torah doesn't ask Clark. What I'm saying is, you asked me, why does Rashi say this reason? Why is that reason better? I'll tell you why that reason is better. Because sometimes a mace could own things. Rashi says a mace can't own. Usually a mace can't own things. Sometimes a mace could own things. If Rashi would have given the other reason, Rashi would have given the reason that when a man dies, the shlichus is batal, so then even if he owns the eved, still the shlichus is batal, that people may be mishalach.
I don't know, maybe Rashi comes to something
that Rashi coming to tell you not like your Rashi Rav Shimon. They can never own it. I can't prove to you one way or the other. You know, a lot of times you see Pupulim in Kavonis Rashi. You always wonder, did Rashi really mean it? You know, Rashi says a word like this, a word like that, Pupulim. When I looked Subis, and I went to Shitamukul Betzes, I saw the people who had quoted Shitamukul Betzes, they knew Rashi, right? They lived, there was a generation. And they do this in Rashi, Rishayim. Rashi meant to Bavara and the whole big people. You see so it could be that Rashi bought this reason for some lomdish reason it's better. But the Ketzai still says what I'm telling you he says. The Ketzai says that Shlichus continues La'achar Misa, Chiddush Otzum, Shlichus continues La'achar Misa, like Rashi and Rambam, just as a side thing, dead people don't own things. But the Etzem, Shlichus continues La'achar Misa, that's the Chiddush of the Ketzai Sachayshin. And he has one stark araya to this, at the Gemara later in the Masechta, where Reuven makes Shimon a shliach to give a get or whatever it is, and Shimon makes Levi a shliach. Okay, in the case where he could, where it could be Mimsri the shliach. So Reuven makes Shimon a shliach. Shimon made Levi a shliach. Levi's on the way. Now, if Shimon would be mevatel Levi shlichus, would Levi's shlichus be bartel? What would be the din? Reuven made Shimon a shliach. Shimon made Levi a shliach. Right? If Shimon says, I'm about to the shlichus, of course he could. Right? He's the link. Yet, if Shimon dies, the shlichus continues, the Gemara says. So you got the case, Reuven made Shimon a shliach, to give, let's say, get shifter. Shimon made Levi a shliach to do what Reuven sent him to do. Shimon dies, the shlichus continues. Zaptik tzais, we see that I'm right, that dead people can make shlichus continues with dead people. It's Reuven Shimon, Shimon made Levi, so it continues. Good Raya. Yeah. What? Yeah, that's the problem with the Raya. The problem with the Raya is that when Shimon made Levi a shliach, he only handed over Reuven shlichus to Levi. That's the problem with the Raya. Reuven only handed over Levi shlichus. And Shimon only handed over Reuven shlichus to Levi. That's the problem with the Tzaisa's Raya, which the Achrayim point out. That's the Raya, but the Gemara's Mashma, that if Reuven would die, the whole thing would be blocked. Anyway, this is the sheet of the Tzais. Whether I'm happy with it or not happy with it, bottom line, the Tzais holds this way. And I've seen the Tzais many times, and yet last night, when I saw my nose pistachios, I had to pull it out again to look at it to see that the place really say it. The only redeeming thing, the Tzai says this all in the Rambam, he's masking the Torah disagrees. In fact, the Torah holds even becomes a shaykh in the Shlichus as well. But I looked this morning in the Tabas HaChayshem, Sir Scheinberg writes that this whole Tzai certainly is totally in the two ways to learn Shlichus. Now, we had the two ways to learn Shlichus. Shlichus mean you're an extension of the Mishalayach. What Shlichus means, the Shliach does it and it's Chal for the Mishalayach. So he says, Avada, if you're an extension of the Mishalayach, the Mishalayach is dead, so then Avada is both. The only way it makes sense is if the Shliach does it himself, he's the doer, and it's just Chal, Kilu, the Mishalayach did. But certainly it should be told in the two ways. But Al Kaponim, this is the Chiddush of the Tzais based here on Rashi. Okay. The rest of the Sugya is by and large not Gittin in Yanim, is Moministic in Yanim. And what I'd like, as I said, I'd like to try to do about a daf a week the next 2 weeks. It shouldn't be so hard, the Gemara flows. Please, Taisus HaOmer, we're going to spend a little time on. There's a stipler in the Kisvei HaKilos Yaakov. I think it's Simon Tesvav. The Kisvei HaKilos Yaakov, which I have in my standard, the new one. I think it's Simon Tesvav. It's not a difficult piece. If it's not clear that it's going on this, then I'm telling you the wrong sentence. You'll take a look. I think it's Simon Tesvav. And Taisus, it's not a hard Taisus, it's Pshat Taisus. Also Taisus Holei Moshach, who also going to spend time on. So make sure you know those Taisusim. And we'll talk a little about Eidah Vachasum of Zachanlai, which I'm trying to make sure you understand the concept of Eidah Vachasum of Zachanlai. You need Hashem for tomorrow. Okay,